Chapter 3.5. A tightly rung elliptical circle oar torches cast their wavering shafts prancing morbidly over the smooth surface of a rectangular ridged altar. Expertly chiseled forms of grotesque gargoyles graced the oblique rim, protruberating the length of the grim orifice of death, staring forever ahead into nothingness in complete ignorance of the bloody rites enacted in their prescience. Brown flaking stains decorated the golden surface of the ridge surrounding the altar, which banked to a small slit at the lower right-hand corner of the altar. The slit stood above a crudely pounded pail which had several silver mesh chalices hanging at its sides, dangling at the rim of golden mallet, the handle of which was engraved with images of twisted faces and groved at its far end with slots designed for a snug hand grip. The head of the mallet was slightly larger than a clenched fist and shaped into a smooth oval mass. Encircling the marble altar was a congregation of leering shaymen. Eerie chants of a bygone age, originating unknown eons before the memory of man, were being uttered from the buried recesses of the acolyte's deep lings. Orange paint was smeared in generous globules over the tops of the Thwop priests' wrinkled, shaven scalps, while golden rings projected from the lobes of their pink ears. Ornate robes of lustre purple satin enclosed their bulging torsos, attached around their waists with silvered silk lashes, latched with ebony buckles in the shape of morose, mis-shaped skulls. Dangling around their necks were fashioned medallions held by thin gold chains, featuring in their centers blood-red rubies which resembled crimson fetish eyeballs. Cushioning their bare feet were plush red felt slippers with pointed golden spikes projecting from their tips. Situated in front of the altar and directly adjacent to the copper pail was a massive jade idol, a misshaped, hideous bust of the shaman's pagan deity. The shimmering green idol was placed in a sitting posture on an ornately carved golden throne, raised upon a round, dvori-plated dais, it bulging arms and webbed hands resting on the padded arms of the seat. Its head was entwined in golden snake-like coils hanging over its oblong ears, which tapered off to thin, hollow points. Its nose was a bulging triangular mass, sunken in at its sides with toe gaping nostrils. Dramatic beneath the nostrils was a twisted, shaggy-lipped mouth, giving the impression of a slavering, sadistic grimace. At the foot of the heathen deity, a slender, pale-faced female, naked but for a golden jeweled harness enshrouding her huge, outcropping breasts, supporting long silver laces which extended to her thigh, stood before the pearl-white field with noticeable shivers traveling up and down the length of her exquisitely molded body. Her delicate lips trembled beneath soft, narrow hands as she attempted to conceal herself from the piercing stare of the ambivalent idol. Glaring directly down towards her was the stony, cycloptic face of the bloated deity. Gaping from its single oblong socket was scintillating, many-faceted, scarlet emerald, a brilliant gem, seeming to possess a life all its own. A priceless gleaming stone, capable of domineering the wealth of conquering empires. The Eye of Argon.